Glory to God. Good morning. Go with me to 1 John 1. In Psalms 133 in verse 1, it says, how good and pleasant it is for the brothers to dwell together in unity. Let me just say this. You're not going to dwell together in unity by all coming and being alike. Conformity is not unity. True unity, the way he's wanting to initiate it, is going to have to take an involvement of the Spirit of God. And we have to come into the Spirit of God. And when we come individually into the Spirit of God and start to come into that place, now he can form the unity between us one to another. We've seen people try to do unity in their own strength. And what do we have? How many different denominations can you think of that are Christian? All that happened because somewhere along the line, the unity of the brethren didn't work quite like they thought it was going to work. But you see, when we get God involved, God has a whole different idea of how to do unity. He doesn't care that we look different. He doesn't care that we might act a little different. He just wants our hearts to be aligned and involved and entangled with him. Because the more that is happening, the more unity can actually happen. Amen? Amen. So I just encourage you to come with us on the journey to engage the plumb line. To engage what we call ascension or going in. However you want to refer to it, the more that we engage this, the more we're going to come into a unity. And you're part of the core. Because God is not doing this just here, I'm sure. He's doing it somewhere else too. But the reality is, we have an opportunity to be in on the wave of what he's creating. And so I just encourage you to jump in on that wave. But see, if we'll be part of the core, the more we can allow God to do something here, the more we do something in us, see, the greater the level of hunger is going to be in this church. The greater the level of burning is going to happen in us as individuals and in us and corporately. And the more that we do that, the more that we yield to that, then the more God can do through here. Look and think, how much did he accomplish when he found 12? When he found 12 who would just follow after him. He found 12. We got more than 12 in here. What if we all just joined in to follow after him so hard and so hot that it just begins to change everything about our lives? How much more can we touch through this process? I've testified a little bit about this before, but there was a day when I was over praying with LaRue and we were going and doing the ascension, the corporate coming perambulation. See, I just like to say, just walk with God. Just walk with God. He wants to call it perambulation. But if you'll just walk with God, okay? If you'll just join in on a journey with him, go on a journey with him. And on this particular day, we were going in, and I don't know where they went, because all of a sudden, I'm in the face of God, and I start experiencing his light. And his light to such a degree that as I experience his light, I actually became weightless because I was surrounded totally and completely by light. It's not a heat lamp. It's not a TV light. There was just such an atmosphere that was so thick with love and acceptance that, I mean, it just broke down every bit of resistance within me. It was an atmosphere that just began to just create a space for me that was just uniquely for me. And as it did so, then began to be aware so many of the attributes of God are contained in his light. All these things that you see on that outer ring out there, you can actually find them in the light. All these inheritances, you find them in the light. Riches and glory, you find in the light. Apostolic government, you find it in the light. God's goodness is contained in the light. And so in this place, as I began to be, I was kind of just lifted up, and I was with him, right in front of him. And I was lifted up and just kind of weightless. But at the same time, I began to realize I have no pain. No physical pain. No emotional pain. All the traumas that I remembered, I didn't remember no more. It was just not there. All the rejections, the humiliations, the condemnations, it was all gone. There was just a joy and an acceptance and a love. The love, it just embraced you and kind of almost embalmed you. It was in every pore of my body. And in that, all the disappointment, all those things disappeared, and I began to be aware of a new day. I don't even know how to describe that new day yet, but I just began to be aware of a new day, a place where all the old had fallen away, and I was truly a new creation like He called us to be. I was calling and I was walking in the new creation reality. It wasn't just something that I could give my head ascension to. It was something that was just involving and embalming me. Hallelujah. I know I have inadequate words, but I wanted to just convey to you the beauty. Being caught up in His beauty. Being caught up in the freedom. Being caught up in the love. And engaging the sanctuary. You know, one of the things that I began to be immediately aware of was how safe I felt. How safe. No more pressure from the outside. No more pressure from the inside. You know, most of the pressure we carry is pressure from the inside. It really doesn't matter what's happening outside. It's what's going on inside. It was all gone. So out of that, I just wanted to share with you for a few minutes today about His light. Because see, His light and the way that it began to engage me and the way that it can engage you is the same. We all can engage the fullness of Him in His light. In this place, I just began to be so aware of the freedom that I had with Him. And I began to just engage that sanctuary in Him. And I just wanted to express that to you. Today, I want to express to you some of the things that are available to us. And I want to say, first of all, if you look right here in 1 John 1, verse 5, he tells us that God is light. See, and in Him there's no darkness at all. He is light. That means that there is no place for darkness. When you're with Him, all the darkness that will be there will disappear. It has to, because it gets engulfed in light, because light is always stronger than the darkness. Always stronger than the darkness. Satan would have you believe otherwise. If you begin to stand with the Lord and agree with the Lord, darkness must flee. When I stand in front of somebody who has a devil, if I just insist on it and release it, then that darkness has to flee. Hallelujah. So, 1 John 1 and 7 is one of my favorite scriptures. And it says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship together, and the blood of Christ cleanses us. Cleanses us. The blood of Christ cleanses us. And this is all of this is part one. The light. Okay, I'm actually got 10 different things, but this is number one. We'll call this called 1C. His light, His blood cleanses us. And it cleanses us because that's the nature of the blood, but it's also the nature of light. Light is used for purification. If you don't believe it, get a magnifying glass in the sun and put it on your hand. It'll start cleansing. Light purifies. And so, in this, when we're approaching Him, I used to say it, I walk in the light as He walks in the light. But see, I was misquoting it, and the Lord recently told me to, I want you to look it up. It doesn't say, as He walks in light, it says, as He is in light. He's in light. My walking with Him denotes motion. It denotes action. My journey with light is a journey. It's a journey that I go on. And I start walking with the light. I cooperate with the light. And now that brings me to a place with Him where He's already in light. Because He is light. He's both with light and in light. He emanates light, and light is in Him. And the more of him that I put in me, the more light will be shining forth. Earlier when Pastor Lou, he was talking, he said, the light is going to shine forth. We're coming into a generation where the light shines forth just as the resurrection. This has happened on the day of when he was standing in front and transformation, that's the word, Mount of Transfiguration. When we were lit in that moment, he began to shine with light. Light is going to break out from us as we journey this way. Light is breaking out from us. Well, he's putting it in front of us. He just did it with me for just minutes. But it transformed something in me. He's here to do it with you. And it's going to transform something in us. Point number two is the light is connected to his goodness. James 1:17 says this. Every good thing is bestowed and every perfect gift is from above. Coming down from what? The Father of lights. It's connected to his goodness. We're image bearers. And as we're image bearers, that causes us to also be light bearers. And when we're light bearers, now we're carrying something that is going to transform those who come in front of us. And it's going to transform first in you, and then it transforms in those who are around you. Those who come in contact. So we're going to be an image bearer. Know that you are powerful to bring change. You are powerful to bring change. His image bearers, that also means that we get to carry his image, meaning that we are going to act correctly. You know, that might be good news for somebody. We're going to act correctly. I like that. Thank you. That was a good place for an amen. Living openly and bearing testimony to the goodness of God. But see, because we're image bearers. You know, reality is we don't have to get caught up in sin because we can become righteousness conscious. And when we become righteousness conscious, now our whole journey is how to display righteousness. When that's your focus, I guarantee your focus is not nearly as much on anything else. Three, creates personal growth. So it creates personal growth. When you're exposed to the light, it creates personal growth. When you start being an image bearer and you step out beyond yourself, then now you begin to recognize, I am powerful to walk with God. I am powerful to be an image bearer for Him. I am powerful to make change in my circumstance and then change in the circumstance of another. You know, sometimes we're afraid to be seen. Sometimes we're afraid to be seen. In other words, we want to retire and be, you know, like my sweet wife here. She really is not anxious to be seen. But the reality is, God has, He's put something in you to be released. He's put something in you, and when the light comes and it begins to refract through you, now all of a sudden it can hit things that no one else can touch. No matter what your personality is, He wants to release something through you. Psalm 29:25 says that fear of man brings a snare. That's the thing that actually trips us up a lot of times. But when the light comes, we get rid of the fear of man, because the light is going to bring the love. The bright is going to bring the love, which releases you from the fear of man. As that happens, now we're free to walk out and be visible. It's a good thing to be visible. It really is. Be visible. Don't be afraid to be seen. Number four, restoration to our authentic self. Our authentic self. When you're standing in the restoration of your authentic self, you're not afraid to be seen. When you're standing in your authentic self, you don't need to be in sin. When you're standing in your authentic self, now you're able to walk with the crown of God on you, showing and displaying the crown of glory as you go. Because it's coming out of your authentic self. There's absolutely nothing wrong with showing who you really are. When I was in high school, and most of you already know this, but when I was in high school, I prided myself on being the world's greatest chameleon. Because I could be whatever you needed me to be. Only one problem with that. After a while, you forget who you are. You can't find that person anymore. Because I've been so busy being what you need and what you need and what you need and what you need, I don't know who what this is anymore. If I'm my authentic self, I don't have to worry about that. If I'm letting Christ come forward in me, I can be my authentic self. Because that's who he called me to be. He called me to be his image bearer. He didn't call me to be Anna's image bearer. He called me to be my image bearer. Glory to God. And so Matthew 5:14 tells you that you are the light of the world. Ephesians 5:8 says, walk as children of light. Because you are already light in the Lord. 1 Peter 2:9 says that you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Am I talking to the right rope? He said that you're that way so that you can show forth the praises and manifest his marvelous light. We've got to be a peculiar people so we can manifest his light. But you know what? We can manifest his light. Show forth his praises. You know, when you bear forth the light, you are showing forth his praise. Already gone. 5 opens us to truth. Go with me to Matthew 6 real quick. And some parts of that, this might be a little bit of review, but I really think that God is showing this in a new way. Well, let's go back to verse 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, if your eye is clear or single, as it says in King James, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Therefore, if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? We don't say it like that anymore. We say it like this. Live your truth. You know, if you're living your truth, unless your truth happens to be the Word of God, you're living in a lie. And it doesn't matter how loudly you declare it or how openly you declare it. If you're living in your own truth and that truth is not the Word of God, you're living in a lie. We, most of us, know what some of those lies are. But see here, it says, what is truth in the first place? Truth is the reality that lies at the basis. That's the actual definition. The truth that relies at the reality that lies at the basis of something. So if I'm living in my own truth and my truth says that I want to be a woman when I'm actually a man, that is a lie. And there's no truth lying at the basis of it. And it doesn't matter how loudly you protest it, there's not going to be a truth in it. It can't be. It's a lie. Guess what? God's already saw this. A lie is always still darkness. It says this, if your eye is clear or your eye is single, that comes from the word hoplos, which comes from the root alpha pleko. Alpha is Christ. Pleko is woven. When we become Christ woven, we're no longer living in a lie. When we're living in Christ woven, we're no longer living a lie. But guess what else? Alpha. Alpha means. Okay? Alpha is also a particle of union. If I'm standing in Alpha, if I'm engaging in Alpha, I'm engaging as a particle of union. In other words, a piece of union. In other words, it takes at least two pieces for there to be union. maybe a whole bunch of pieces, but there's a union that is available to me. So when I come into union with God, now I'm already participating in the Alpha that has been made available to us. There is, in quantum physics, a thing called quantum entanglement. And what that means is that if I take one piece of something and I spin it, the other piece of that thing, even though it might be removed physically from it, will also spin in the same way. Once they have been entangled, God is calling us to a quantum entanglement. He's calling us to move together in harmony. He's calling us to move together in unity, in oneness and wholeness, in what I call union. Because see, when we begin to recognize the union, we're putting together something that He's already set in motion. Physics tells us it's in motion. Physics tells us it's out there. But you've experienced it. Why? Because sometime you've picked up the phone and you called somebody and they're just at the moment they needed you. Or you got a word in your spirit and you began to pray for somebody just at the moment that they were about to have a wreck and they didn't have the wreck. We've had those experiences. There's a quantum entanglement. There's times that Kim can say something and I know the rest of what she's going to say before she ever says it. Why? Because there's probably no one on the planet that I'm more entangled with than this one. You know, there's a oneness that has happened over time because we've come to move together in the sameness. This is the kind of union that the Lord is setting up. A union of the Spirit where we can move with one another in the expectation of what He set up. The other day I was helping Tina and I pulled into her driveway. She was at work, and I pulled her in the driveway. As I stuck it in park, I got a text from her and said, "Good morning, man. I hope you're of God. I hope you're successful on your journey here." Now, I had told her that I was going to come over that morning, but not when. She sensed it in the spirit at that moment. There's a quantum entanglement that's engaged here. God is creating something to where we can all come together in a wholeness of unity that's so much greater. And it happens out of the light that He's shining into our heart. It happens out of the wholeness that He's planting in us because we're engaging Him for His light. We're engaging Him for all the I ams that He has. Because when we engage the I ams, you get more and more of Christ. If I engage Him as the bread of life, He becomes my subsistence. If I engage Him as the door, I get an automatic entry into His presence. My next journey is to engage Him as the resurrection. Okay? I want to engage Him as the way and the truth and the life, but I want to also engage Him as the resurrection because the Word says I'm a son of resurrection. Haven't got there yet. We'll tell you about it when we get there. Glory to God. I'm going to loop these next few together, but don't let me skip number 10, okay? 6, 7, 8, and 9. Experience His approval, His pleasure, and His glory. He's going to cut through the oppression and the depression. He's going to release hope. And He's going to reveal His plan. Those are all the things that are available to us in the light. John 11, which Pastor was speaking out of before, it says, if we'll walk in the day, we won't stumble. If we walk in the light, we don't stumble. If I'm not stumbling, that means I don't have oppression or depression. It's impossible for me, if I'm walking in the light, to stay in a place of oppression and depression. If I will walk in the light with Him, it says that if I will follow Jesus, then He'll make sure that I don't walk in darkness. In other words, you know, what is hopelessness is darkness. hope is walking in the light with God. There's a revelation of who He is that happens in there if we'll follow Him. We get to partake of the light, and we get to recognize the power that He's given and shining into us. And go with me to 2 Corinthians. I want to read that one for you. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, rather. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God, who has said, light shall shine out of the darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. He's revealing Himself in your heart. And as He reveals Himself in your heart, it automatically begins to deal with any other issue that might still be there. You know, a lot of times when I first got saved, it took me a moment, okay, to get to where I actually wanted to engage the light. Because there were things in my life that I didn't want exposed. And sometimes I didn't want to give up. Hello? Am I speaking to anybody? I began to understand that it being exposed to me was a whole lot better than it being exposed to somebody else. Because why? He introduced me to a prophet. And this prophet began to tell me everything that was going on. He knew. The Lord was telling him. When he knocked on my door, it wasn't always a pleasant thing. He would tell me what was going on, and He would tell me the solution according to Christ. Well, I had solutions according to Chuck that I was really wanting to investigate. I can tell you it goes better for you if you engage the solutions according to Christ. It goes better for you if you engage God's truth. It goes better for you if you let, Lord, I don't need you to show it to Greg anymore. Just show it to me. Just show it to me. You know, sometimes things come on in our life and they intimidate us. They intimidate us. Cause fear. I woke up this week, I think it was Thursday morning, but I had a dream, and in this dream, I was trying to get into this house, and in this house, there were no normal doorways, right? Like you have like that over there. No, the doorway was elevated like this, kind of like a window would be, but it was a slot. It was wide and not very tall. And I could get my head in there, but I couldn't get my shoulders in there. And when I woke up, the Lord said, that's because the government that is upon you now can't go back to those old places anymore. I want to tell you that to you. That's your destiny. That's who God has created you to be. The government of God that is upon your life is precluding you from being able to go back to those old places anymore. You don't have to go back there. We can walk in the light. What was that? That was a revelation of His light. A revelation for a moment that I hadn't seen. Now I can see. I don't have to submit to that old thing. I can't even fit in there. I could get my head in there and give it some mental assent, but I can't participate in it because I can't get the rest of me there. Exactly. Prohibited to be there. For a good thing. For a good reason. Hallelujah. And I told you to look out for number 10, right? Do you want to hear what number 10 is? 10, you have an inheritance in light. You have an inheritance in light. Colossians 1 and 12 tells us that we have an inheritance in light. We'll seek Father God. We'll seek Daddy God. And as we're there, He's going to give you an inheritance in light with all the saints. In other words, we're called to be the ones who inherit according to this light. And then that word there, that it says inheritance in light. What it is, the word in actually means by or through. You have an inheritance coming to you by the light. You have an inheritance coming to you through the light. And it doesn't matter whether it's coming to you by the light, through the light, or in the light. It's coming to you. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. We no longer fit the old mold. We no longer fit the old place. God has called us to walk as saints in the inheritance of light. God bless you.